This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey there, Good Place fans. Hop on our purple train to Groovy City, because we're talking about another episode of The Good Place, Season 4, Episode 7, Help Is Other People. And in the words of Dr. Presto, it's gonna be magic!
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Good Place. Everything is fine. You're watching The Good Place After Show here on AfterBuzz TV, and we are talking about the 7th episode in Season 4 entitled Help Is Other People. I'm your host, Elena Jordan, and today is my true good place because the entire panel is here.
Woo!
Yeah. And I have to say, shout out to this Good Place haircut. This is a heavenly
yes.
look. Mary Lou, you know, phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta shake it up, and I was shook by what you just did. I did not expect that to happen.
I mean, if you're looking so magical, we gotta throw in some magic. Ooh, too.
See, let's just keep it going.
Yeah. And of course, be sure to follow her if you're looking for some film magic, too, because this is the woman who knows how to make filmmaking on a budget. Host a whole show about it. And then also, Shiksa is here. Shiksa Matani. Who you see all over AfterBuzz. So many amazing shows. But of course, the best is right here.
Yes,
the good
indeed.
Place. And we missed you so much, Samantha, last week. The incomparable Samantha.
Hello. I miss you guys. I feel like I haven't seen you in, like, years.
It feels like it's so long. Part of it is The Good Place because we've been a whole year in The Good Place. Mm-hmm. Missing one episode feels like a whole year in itself.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that our whole panel is here. And be sure, too, to stick around for the entire episode, because not only will we be breaking down this episode, giving all of our thoughts and opinions, but we'll also give our predictions at the end of the episode, as well as some news and gossip, and our special segment called For Your Reference, where we'll talk about all the different references that... Normally, it's Tahani, but we have a few this time, too. Also, be sure to, if you're listening to us live, hop on the chat. Well, shout out to you guys, too. But starting off the episode, what did you guys think overall of this episode, the 7th this season?
Mm-hmm.
Help Is Other People.
Thank God we're finally here. We're finally moving the story along. We got to see the new people together as a group and how they kind of work off of each other. So it was a good episode. It's kind of what I've been waiting for this whole season. So, yay.
Yeah.
I'm getting nervous. I loved this episode, but now I'm like, oh, what's going to happen next? And I have no idea. Predictions are going to be hard today.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I love to binge watch, and sometimes even if a show is bad, I will wait until the end. Like, no matter what, like, I'm a completionist, so the fact that we've completed the year is satisfying to me. We don't know what's going to happen next, but it's satisfying that we got here.
Mm-hmm. I will say, while it is satisfying that we got here, I still have kind of the same feeling I felt after the pilot. Mm-hmm. Which is when it was, like, to be continued. Like, I felt like this was another to be continued, where I was like, what? It's done?
Mm-hmm.
Show me more! Show me more! Like, you can't just freeze us while you freeze these guys. Like, show me more.
Yeah, so, and one of the ladies had a really great point. Like, this is when it's best to binge watch shows because it's like it's such a cliffhanger.
It is such a cliffhanger.
That's exactly why binge watching can be good sometimes.
It's true. Yeah. And I feel like this is one, too, that we always go back and re-binge after because there's so many subtle little things that are thrown in. But right now, our main core group, our soul squad, is faced with the dilemma of, look, they're at the very end of the clock. They got 5 hours to go. The year is about to be up. What did you guys think of Eleanor's video, her kind of direct address monologue to everybody at the very beginning of, after a year, what will you remember?
She needed coffee, because clearly that was a mistake. I know she was tired, but, like, come on. I was like, come on. Could have been, like, a little bit more subtle. You didn't have to just blow it up on everybody.
Like, I've been there, Eleanor.
I loved the end where she said, do as many good deeds as you can in this last day.
Just in case.
Just in case. It was so true to who she is as a person. Like, she's still trying to do something good. But I don't know. It was just true. Like, she's finally comfortable in herself. And that kind of showed that.
Yeah. I don't know. I love the last ditch effort where she's just like, look, guys, come on. Let's try to get, because she's just trying to win. It's a point grab. And that is such an Eleanor thing because it is a game. She wants to be on top. She wants to win, even though it is for good things in her soul. She still wants to win.
In her soul squad.
She's in her soul squad. Right in the soul squad. And then there was, like, also, it was a fun recap of things that they've done in this experiment. So, like, the everything, remember that day everything was chocolate? Like, amazing.
That was cute.
Yeah. I love the, like, little recap. And it's interesting to me, too, that we're about halfway through the series right now. And this is the last day. This is the end of the experiment, but we're only halfway through our story watching. So we know in typical Good Place fashion, there's going to be twists. There's going to be some things thrown in. And we'll talk about it more in predictions about where we think it's headed. But so far, most of our predictions have been pretty spot on. So just saying, if you don't stick around for the whole episode, you're missing out on some brilliance. Because these two, I'm like, you guys have called damn near everything. I'm like, are you writers on the show? Are you writers?
Maybe.
Tell me the truth.
I'm in disguise. I'm in a suit right now.
Are you, is this like
a Samantha
keeping...
suit?
You're actually Kristen Bell?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let it go.
And you're keeping That is your dentiological ethics right there, is keeping each other's secrets, is that you're actually no, I do love though that we see, because Eleanor has been so diehard winning, like we see her talking about how she only plays games if she wins. Like, you knew me from how I was on Earth, like, I just would have been like, no, I'm just not gonna even participate. Like, if I'm not a shoo-in, then I'm out. And we see this growth in her so much going all the way through to the end, where we have Jason's great advice, which, what did you guys feel about this? Because I do want to get into the whole thing with Eleanor, but Jason, oh my gosh, Mendoza, between the cheekbones and the brilliance tonight.
Yes. Amazing. And usually when people do football references, you're like, huh? But this, I felt it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've been saying this all along. He's actually kind of smart in his own way. Yes. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but he has, like, these moments of clarity. It's been happening all this while, but now because there were two back-to-back, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, he's always been the idiot savant, and it's just like, when the right moment comes for him to drop his knowledge, he's got it.
Yeah.
He's like, there you go, I know my Blake Bortles, I know my Jacks.
Prevent defense.
Yeah. And I love this idea of, you know, this overarching theme of, if you just wait for the clock to run out, because that was kind of Eleanor's thing, where she was like, look, instead of trying to go all out and do my typical Eleanor thing, I'm going to back off and just hope that, like America and Facebook, all of our previous accomplishments can make up for all of our shortcomings now. What do you think? Are you more Team Jason or Team Eleanor on this? Do you think that a Hail Mary, doing anything just to do something before the time runs out, is a better play? Or do you think that it's better to just kind of sit back and hope for the best when you get down to the wire at this point?
I'm Team Jason. I'm Team Jason all the way, because you never know, that one little thing that you do could make a big difference. Yeah. And you never know because you didn't try.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it even in this episode. They pushed Brent so far as to even say, I'm sorry, you know, mm-hmm. in those last, what was it, 8 minutes that they had? So, yeah, I agree. You should try till the very end and never give up, which I actually think kind of mirrors the message that Michael was giving in the show. Like, you need to keep trying and keep trying to be a better person. It kind of mirrors that, right? Because, like, let's keep trying.
The next shot you take is the most important one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's just like in the show, in storytelling, and in life, it's always better to do something than it is to do nothing.
Yeah.
Because nothing is boring. Nothing gets you it gets you nothing. But you do something, whatever it is, there's going to be some kind of result.
Even. Hey! Yeah!
I didn't know that this was like sound effects.
Snaps for it. I love it. Yeah, even if it is a 1 in 970 trillion chance, mm-hmm. try. Yeah. You know? Try.
Yeah, that
you
was
might
fun.
Not make it into the obelisk. Mm-hmm. I can't even say that word. It's so hard to say. Obelisk. Obelisk. Whatever.
Yeah, the obelisk. It's the thing that the guy who's counting is taking the sword. He's like, in the tower.
Temple.
Yeah.
That's... He's in there. Janet tries to take a peek. Does not go well.
No.
But, yeah, I love this idea of something is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think, though, about Michael's magic?
Adorable.
Oh, so cute.
Really?
What is his name?
The magnificent Dr. Presto. Yeah.
The magnificent Dr. Presto could perform at my birthday party anytime. I love, like, close-up magic. I just love being surprised and, like, people putting on a show. I'm so for it.
You know what I do love that I didn't even think about is this whole time he's saying earth magic, and he's Presto, and he's the one who's changing the earthling. So it's like, Presto, change-o, earth magic.
Yes.
We're making you better.
Yeah.
Yes. Just call me Jason. I'm a genius.
You are. Yeah, but it's really nice because, like, so he's with Eleanor being the architect of this, he's had time to pick up a hobby.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about it like that, but you're so right.
Yeah. Like, when has he been working on this between, like, when they went to the bad place and, you know?
That's so true, though.
That's so cute.
Yeah. You know, he's not very good, but he's doing it.
But they could have made him have any hobby. So I actually love that they chose magic because there is real magic. And so for him to be doing this is just so silly. You wouldn't expect it. And it just kind of worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and I loved Magic Assistant Janet's outfit.
Oh, my God. I was like, why couldn't you have this before Halloween? I want this to be the outfit I wear all the time.
Yeah.
The sparkles always. I think I'm Team Eleanor with magic. I'm not a magic person.
You're not.
I'm like, no thanks, I can pass. But it's cute, I appreciate his trying.
Yeah.
I do think that it is funny, though, that he's like, and I bet you don't believe in magic. And Janet's like, yesterday they ate a lollipop that let them talk to birds. And it's like, yeah, okay.
Or when he was like, can you make them clap louder? She's like, no.
They're seeing what they're seeing, man.
They see what they see. He made a dollar into three quarters.
I'm sorry, I took the
last You got the last one?
You did. You have the fourth
this
one.
Where it was. He's did it to the Good Place after show.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, if you're not watching the after show, you're one quarter short of a dollar.
Oh, I love that.
But ultimately, this all kind of comes together because Simone is the one who figures out in the test subject group, mm-hmm. the earthling group, that something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I've been collecting this data for months. We've got 5 hours to go. Now I'm going to reveal it. At this moment, what were you guys thinking? Because I immediately was like, well, snap. I feel like she is the only one who can make her kind of brush this under the rug. Did you think that he was going to be successful?
No.
No?
I feel like this was just a part of how they didn't get along on Earth. It just recreated here in the Good Place. And I was really upset when she found that for her. scared. I was, because, like, what happens now?
Yeah.
Literally, like, what happens now?
Yeah. We are this emoji. Like, we're yeah. like, we don't know.
What's going on?
We're the quizzical. We want to be the party guy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, when Simone started to figure it out, it was definitely like a, oh, no kind of moment. Or, oh, snap, like you said. But I guess if anybody was going to figure it out, it makes sense that it was her, because she's been skeptical this whole time. But, yeah, I did not expect her to have been researching it for so long, because they didn't...
She had a full-on, like, arch and everything.
I gotta be honest, I kind of think that it's weird that Eleanor never picked up on that, because because from the very beginning, she assigned Chidi to Simone, because Simone was so skeptical from the start that she thought that it was just, you know, she was trying to rationalize, oh, this is the chemicals in my brain that are doing all these crazy things, like, how nuts. If she is a researcher and somebody who is so used to a controlled environment and basically exactly what this experiment is, I was kind of surprised that they didn't pick up on it, at least Chidi. Because that was weird to me that she was able to hide it even from Chidi.
Well, their relationships never worked, right? So this just, I love it, because this shows us that if Eleanor was out of the picture, they still wouldn't work. And he still belongs with Eleanor. They just kind of reinforce that. I know. It's so cute. I love it. But
I love it.
Duckies and muffins are not compatible, guys.
Yeah, duckies and muffins. That was crazy. it was, though. Yeah, but she is a researcher. And so for her to start researching it and trying to figure out why different things don't seem to work, it makes sense. It just does. When they found the board, though, I was really upset because they were so close to the end. And I love how Michael was like, why do none of my experiments ever work? I just thought that was kind of funny. But, yeah, they don't work. And for some reason, they always figure it out. But at this point, they only figured it out up until the end.
What did you guys think about Chidi in this moment? Kind of talking about Simone and Chidi's relationship and him explaining why he didn't say about Jason, and that he felt that it was his deontological ethics that enforce him. We've seen him say, you know, basically, Immanuel Kant says that you have a duty to keep your friend's secrets. Bethany Frankel says otherwise. Don't listen to Bethany Frankel. Listen to Immanuel Kant. Do you feel that he, from your perspective, looking at this relationship, would you have reacted like Simone, even if you had kept your own secrets? Would you have been like, but you kept this bigger secret from me, and that's not okay? Or would you have kind of seen it as a, okay, I understand your ethics, so I understand why you needed to keep this from me?
I think she understands him enough, like, outside looking in. She's the type of person who I think gets who Chidi is, and is like, yeah, he would act like that. She might not agree with it, but she's like, oh, yeah, I see. I respect your position, you know? But I was heartbroken for him in the realizing soulmates may not be real and that she might not be the soulmate, because it just took away a decision for him. And now that there's a decision on the table, he's going to crumble.
Now, this is interesting. Oh, go ahead. I feel like you're about to say something.
Oh, well, I was just going to go off of that whole decision thing. I was thinking about it, and we haven't really seen Chidi kind of, you know, we've seen him kind of improve on that, because he's had a couple decisions in this episode alone where we didn't see that back and forth, and it wasn't as painful for him as it was in the beginning. So I thought that was kind of cool.
I think definitely. This was one, I mean, saying that because I'm kind of, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're not up
here. Like, okay. if he's going to crumble, because in the moment when he should have crumbled, when it was Simone saying, look, you can come with me. You still have the chance to have your idea of, you know, even if Eleanor may have told you soulmates, it may or may not be true. Maybe she's just saying this to you because Simone doesn't believe in soulmates, whereas Chidi does, you know, a type deal. He has this decision where he says, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to wait for the rope, or are we going to jump in? Here are our choices. What's our decision going to be? And Simone says, that's not our choice. Our choice is to leave. This guy has done nothing for us. So she's point blank telling him, look, this is
your choice.
You can come with me and you can be happy, or you can throw all of this away for some guy who would never do the same for you. And Chidi, in that moment, doesn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
He makes that decision where he's like, I could be happy, I could leave, we could have something else, I feel in my heart my obligation is to help this man, and that overcomes even my indecision.
Yes.
So I feel like this is, and I know we're going to wait some predictions, but I feel like it all keeps coming back to seeing how these guys have progressed. Mm-hmm. Our main four.
Yeah.
Jason's saying intelligent things.
Yeah.
Eleanor is like self-sacrificing. Mm-hmm. Chidi's also self-sacrificing. Yeah. A little makes more sense for him, but...
No, yeah. That's exactly what I was referring to, is that big decision that he made, and we didn't see him take a second to really debate it, which is really cool to see. It just shows the progress that he's made. And even, like, throughout all of it, he keeps choosing the morally correct path throughout this entire episode in different scenarios. So it shows that he's improving as a person overall. So, yeah, all of them are.
But is he improving or not in love with Simone? Because he did make that decision to reset both. It was a double play for Eleanor and for the team because it was moral. So,
yeah,
like, where does that
like
play?
He still doesn't know that he and Eleanor were anything. He still thinks that she's this, you
God.
Know.
God.
Yeah. This ethereal being that isn't even human. But it's also like, whatever, it didn't stop Janet and Jason, so...
Hey.
Ew, just saying. One of them is not a girl. Actually, both of them. but, yeah, I thought that this was a really interesting thing, seeing Chidi progress, but kind of going back to our other experimental humans here, John has been making a lot of progression, but completely reverts.
Yeah.
He ends up in this one being like, look, that's just upgraded from hot goss to completely relevant. I need to say this. Gossip toilet is overflowing. Here you go. We get so many toilet references, like toilet full of broccoli is the opposite of a box of donuts. Mm-hmm. And then the gossip toilet full of broccoli is overflowing.
Yeah. And a John.
And a John. And a John. Ah, and he's such a turd. What a... Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yes.
Look at that. Everything's connected. What did you guys think about him in this moment, kind of crumbling, revealing Jason's secret, and then later ultimately deciding, look, this was a really boring breakup, and also I'm not helping Brett, I'm going to bounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's... He had got to a point where he could make a decision on when to and not to say something. So it wasn't like he's been holding this secret for a while at this point. So now it is relevant, mm-hmm. you know, because this new news has come up. Maybe it's going to make a difference. It's going to solidify what Simone is saying. And even though he was like, you know, she's like, don't think I'm crazy. And he's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. But I
will say, if somebody's like, don't think I'm crazy, and they bring out this insane board, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, but I think it was the right time for him to say it. It needed to be said. And I think it is improvement for him because he didn't say it just to be like, ooh, I got the tea. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, no, this relates to that. This is important. And he's in the room right now.
You know, I think that... It's a realistic situation because as a person who's trying to become a better person, he's not going to become better overnight, right? So he's been working at it, he's been getting better, and then, yeah, he went backwards a little bit. But if you think about it, our original four, they had, what, 900 years to get better, and they've only had one. So I think that if we were to see them continue in this kind of a situation, he would get there. He's just on his way,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I totally agree with what you just said because it makes the most sense, I guess. Mm-hmm. You see the progress, but it's not 100% there. Because the biggest thing was him at least trusting or being able to control himself mm-hmm. to not, you know, degrade people. So for him to reach this point at all as a mm-hmm. human, period, yeah. is a major step.
I mean, it all kind of goes back, too, to what Michael was telling Bad Janet, which is it's not about being the idea of perfection. It's not about being the epitome of good. It's about, are you better today? Are you making a conscious effort to be better today than you were yesterday? And I feel like all of them are, but it's just bad timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like a lot of it, like when you throw that countdown clock in, it's like, bad timing. You don't want them to find the purple train to Groovy City lyrics right before the clock runs out. Yeah. That will make them think they're in hell.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Michael's song? I kind of want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, me too. Sure.
Oh, my gosh, another hobby that he picked up was writing.
He's been so bored.
Maybe if Michael was paying more attention,
I know, right?
We would have picked up
we would have already solved this.
It does seem weird to me, too, though, that they never thought to, oh, yeah, maybe we should talk to some of the Janet babies before she has to violently eat them, too.
I know, like, right?
Oh, God. Even their butts? Even their butts that were made by Derek? The Derek made butts? That or does Derek have to eat all the butts? Because he made the butts.
Oh, no! Yeah.
Something worse than the toilet full of broccoli. Janet baby butts.
Yeah. I think it was an oversight, too, though, that they didn't talk to any of the other babies. They just talked to those people because that kind of gave it away to Simone, right? Because why are we the only ones that are important to them kind of thing?
They were not factoring in that they had a genius here.
Yeah.
And it's like, Chidi is also a genius, but he's so compassionate and so, you know, empathetic that he never is elitist. Whereas Simone is like, I can take myself out of this situation to get more of a big picture approach.
She's rational.
Yeah, she's very, very rational. And I like that about her.
Yeah.
I am interested to see, though, now that the group has snapped in half, as Eleanor has said, I don't know where they have gone.
Where did they go?
It's like, where could they have gone if they didn't summon a train?
Yeah.
Not even a purple train to Groovy City. Uh-huh. No train summoned. Then they're off in this Escalade. What did you guys think about the final moment? Eleanor's final, like, here is our Hail Mary. I'm going to pretend that I am a demon just like Michael. We can break this again. And ultimately how it ended up with Brent realizing that he wasn't really a good person and then starting to apologize but getting frozen.
It was a gamble, but it was a move. Like, so, like nothing could happen because as we saw it up until, like, even beyond the last second, it wasn't going to get them any extra points. Mm-hmm. Because, and this was something that I had a question of when Simone, like, said, like, I think we are in the bad place. Is that break the experiment? Or it just keeps them from getting points? Or, you know, because, like,
that's
the experiment didn't stop.
They didn't stop it. And, like, they have the ability to stop it and restart it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's also with the whole thing, because you go back to Mindy in the medium place, and the whole thing of the reason she's there is because does she get the points for the thing that happened in the moment that she died?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the experiment is frozen in the moment that the big point getter
is
on the table. This is the epitome moment. Since they're frozen in time, does this count? Yes or no? Does that mean everybody gets a medium place? Probably not. That's a boring ending.
Blech.
Just as boring as Chidi and Simone's breakup. But what does this ultimately mean? I do, however, love, though, that in the moment that they freeze, Janet shows up with a frozen margarita. I was like, look at you guys. Subtle puns, even in your props.
Yeah, that was so cute. I also really liked the laugh. The Michael Eleanor laugh, the evil laugh.
They're both so good at it.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing Kristen Bell be evil.
Yeah, it was. It didn't work for me, honestly, to see her that evil. But it was a nice little throwback to season one.
Yeah.
When Michael found out in the ha ha. I'm not going to do it. There you go. Okay.
You got it.
Hard pass. Mary Lou in the comments in our live chat, she's actually making a really good point. She says that the...
you in the chat. No,
or not you, Kara Lou. Sorry.
I'm magic.
You are magic. You're two places at once. So she makes a good point that because paradise is subjective, maybe there isn't a good place at all. And that's the twist.
Yeah. Well, we saw them go to the good place, though.
But I kind of feel like maybe there's a twist within that good place.
We didn't see the good place, though. It was
behind
that
door.
It was just the door to the good place. Mm-hmm. And Nicole Byers, who is
amazing.
I'm like, we need to go back to there just because I want to see more Nicole Byers and I want to see more Maya Rudolph and also burritos.
Can we please?
Yes, go back. Any last thoughts on this episode before we dive into our special segment talking about some of the references?
I just think it was a good, rounded episode, a great way to end this part of the chapter, this half of the chapter,
I guess. Chapter 46.
Yeah, because it's, yeah, because now we're halfway through. We've done the experiment. This is it. Now what? I think it was good. We've been good till here.
Yeah, I liked it. I'd much rather it be episode 7 than 10. Mm-hmm. So totally. This was a very good place for us to have that split.
Yes.
It was a good split.
And I found it very gratifying for Chidi to be like, listen, we are in the bad place. And I was like, yes, Chidi.
Yes.
Own it. Here we are.
I like when Chidi gets mad or frustrated.
Bounce a quarter on that butt cheek.
Yeah, when he gets, like, as tough as his bottom. That was weird. That was a weird thing to say. I immediately take it.
But
I'm like, where this quarter is going, I'm bouncing it after the... Never mind.
Watch out. She's coming for you.
Look out. But, yeah, there were so many great things. And I actually think I might have thought of something in this moment, too. I'm going to save it for predictions.
Okay.
But before we get into our predictions... We have our special segment, For Your Reference.
For Your Reference. All right, guys. So there were quite a few this episode. We had Tahani mention West Brompton, the Met Gala, Sting, Princess Kate. You had John mention Solange and Jay-Z.
Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite moments when he was like, I was lip reading, and it turns out she just said, I wanted to push the button. Yeah. If you guys have seen the video, watch it. It's extra hilarious. Like, just imagining that that's what's being said. Solange also, like, I'll leave it there, but, like, I want Solange on my team if I'm ever in a fight. She could take down Jay-Z. Continue.
Good to know. Eleanor mentioned Facebook in America. You had Brent mention Richie Sambora. And then you guys already mentioned the box of donuts. We talked about, what am I missing here?
Princess Kate.
Princess Kate. Like Princess Kate said when we went on our shopping spree to Ibiza.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Such a Tahani comment.
So good. So good.
Fabulous.
Thank you, Tahani. I always find the quickest and most efficient way to say things.
Yes.
The best. The toilets we mentioned.
Right, Lots of toilets.
Lots of toilets. I think that covers our references for this episode. Yeah, a lot going on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I felt with Tahani, because I think we noticed in the past few episodes, she wasn't name-dropping so much, but she did a lot this episode because I think she's probably nervous.
She was trying to distract, too. Mm-hmm. It was like when her name drops came in, it was because she was trying to... She was like, he said he does it when he's meditating. He calls it sweatitating, except for he doesn't talk and I know Sting.
Yeah.
I'm like... Again, been there, girl. Mm-hmm.
She's falling back on old habits, basically. Yeah. Falling back on old habits.
Overflowing word toilet.
There it is.
Yeah.
But we also had some really awesome news this week.
Yes. So we've got some fun news. I always forget that comes in, but thank you so much. I'm so glad that it did. First up, we have Manny Jacinto. He was talking to BuzzFeed News. They were interviewing him about the show and the end of the show, but he did talk about Ted Danson getting arrested. And he's like 70 and still out there fighting for a cause. Pretty damn amazing. It's something to look up to, which I think is something we can all agree to.
Yeah, definitely.
He also said, I would love to be out there joining the fight, but I think I need to look for that next job.
Mm. You know? I'm like, you're going to be a Top Gun. You're fine.
You're going to be fine.
Settle down, you're all right.
Speaking of Ted Danson, there's a website called The Mary Sue. Do you guys know The Mary Sue?
Yes.
Yeah, so really fantastic website. They did an article saying that Michael might be considered a trans allegory. And it's they're like, does Michael have a trans vibe? You know, and it's because he has a lot in common with the trans experience, so much as like having to pick up on social cues. Like, he wants to be a human. He's a demon, but he wants to identify as a human. And how he presents himself and how he's trying to pick up different things. So it's like a little awkward at first, but you can only learn these things by experience. And his dysphoria, he's like repulsed by his own pre-transformation body, which is something that I've heard of. And in the article, it mentioned trans people feel about their... You know, they're pre-trans bodies. So, you know, he chooses to present as human. And let us know in the comments if you agree with this, if you don't. But I thought it was a neat look at this.
Interesting. I like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, and as far as Hollywood news. Hollywood Reporter told us that Kristen Bell is returning as Gossip Girl.
XOXO.
Yes. Yes. HBO Max is doing a relaunch of Gossip Girl. It's going to be in May of 2020 when HBO Max comes out, so I'm not sure when that's going to be, but it happens 8 years after the original website, the Gossip Girl website, goes dark. So that's where it is in the timeline. So Gossip Girl fans, congratulations.
Oh my God.
And then this one happened like not too long ago. This was announced that Darcy Carden's going to be in a new series on Amazon, which is going to be A League of Their Own. And
yes.
Elena had a little moment with it. She was like,
I freaked out. I was so excited. Abby Jacobson is also going to be in
it.
Wow.
So, yeah, because you hear that at first, you're like, don't touch a classic. And then you're like, Darcy Carden and Abby Jacobson, do whatever you want.
I literally tweeted that out. Like, as soon as I read it, it was like, we're making A League of Their Own. Hard pass. Darcy Carden starring in it. Give me my ticket!
Yes, I'm so excited about that. So, really great news out there, and I anticipate a lot more coming up as we near the end of the show, and all of these actors are moving on, and Manny Jacinto, you were going to find that job.
Yes,
I mean,
he was.
He's a top guy.
I know.
But that, like, you know, that's probably already
it's
over.
Yeah,
that's
it's over. Yeah, it's out here.
Come on now. It's like,
you'll be fine.
You know what, Manny? You can always have a job with us.
Yes.
True.
Sit right in the middle.
I also just want, like, a whole, like, William Jackson Harper series. Like, I just want him to just have a show. That's just like, let's just check in with William. Tell us anything you want.
Also, roll up your sleeves.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, come on.
At all times.
Oh, we could call it, could be a show with him and Manny and call it Top Guns. Come to AfterBuzz. I'm sure we can get it produced. I know a guy and a gal. We can make this happen.
And a pizza place.
Yes. Two of them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Especially since this one kind of left on a cliffhanger.
It is. I think that Simone and John go straight to the bad place.
Oh, no stop.
Yeah, no stop.
Straight to jail. Do
I
not
feel
collect
like
$200.
She's so mad. She's putting the pedal to the metal, and then they end up there, and then something funky happens.
So you think they're on a highway to hell?
Oh! Yeah. Look at that reference.
Is that another, like, classic rock song? You're like, I don't know what that is.
No, I got that.
So, that joke was bad to the bone.
Oh, my God. I actually agree with you. I think that, because this whole experiment is happening in the middle, right? In the middle place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's already halfway there. She just has to go straight to the bad place. And they're going to be a little lost and confused and making their way around through these demons. And I think that could, hopefully they do that. It'll be really funny to see. And I honestly just don't know what else they're going to do, because I think the judge comes back next episode.
I hope.
Yeah, please.
Next episode even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She has to, because this is now the end of the experiment. So she has to, right? So we'll see her with her burrito.
Yes. And then, so how many minutes were we at before the end of the experiment when those two left, when Simone and John left?
Oh.
It was like 20 minutes, 10 minutes?
It was like 10.
Yeah,
like
about,
I remember
10,
saying
about
10.
10 minutes.
I don't think they made it out. I think they're frozen in the Escalade somewhere.
You think?
Oh.
I don't think that they're out. So they're still under the jurisdiction of the experiment. They're going to be frozen. Everyone's going to get transported. And we're going to find out that we are half a point away.
Oh,
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's possible, too, they could have turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could have changed their minds and been on the way back and then just not made it. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that all of this is going to tie back to, again, it being just about the progression of the main four of the actual Soul Squad, and that it will basically boil down to their points and show, look at where they were from the start to the finish and how it's almost a complete 180, how they're also embracing the elements of themselves that they once rejected. Like we saw with Jason being the episode where it was like, don't blow anything up, even though that's your instinct. Tahani, don't worry about, you know, parties, even though that's your instinct. And it ended up being what saved them. What I think it dials down to, because we've been having the chapter numbers, when we were talking about the chapter numbers, this is chapter 46 was this episode. I think all the chapters refer to the book that he gave to Bad Janet. I think that everything we're watching is
the manifesto.
The manifesto.
Oh my God.
I think every episode has been one of the chapters in the book he gave to Janet, and they will write the final chapter together. And that will be the last episode.
Oh, I'm done.
That's what I think. Oh, that's good.
Hit my hand on the buzzer. Stop.
Also, guys, we have Carrie Lou saying that the synopsis for the next episode is that the group awaits the judge's final decision.
Oh,
so the judge is coming back.
Into it.
But will there be burritos?
Definitely.
There needs to be. There needs to be.
I hope so.
But most importantly, until we are all back next week, where can everybody keep up with you guys?
You can find me at story_of_Samantha on Instagram. And coming up next, I'm going to be on Nancy Drew, and we have a very special guest, so stay tuned.
You can find me on all social media at I Am Bolly Girl. That's B-O-L-L-Y Girl. And I'm tonight going to be on the Legacies After Show and the Bollywood Beat with all kinds of Bollywood news.
Right on. You can find me all over the internet at Mary Lou Mandel. And if you are into content about how to make content, because you're a content creator that wants to make better content, that's a lot of content, you can find me on YouTube. I got tutorials there for you.
She'll leave you content with your content.
Yes.
You're on it. And I'm Elena Jordan, so you guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at Elena J. Jordan. You can also catch me every week on MEA Worldwide. That's MEAWW.com, interviewing your favorite celebrities. Until next week, have a good time. We'll see you at the good place.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.